Startup seed funding for the rest of us. How to raise $1 million for your startup, even outside of Silicon Valley. Introduction, the startup funding challenge. When I started my first company, I had no idea how to raise money. I was based in Cleveland, Ohio, far from the startup hubs of Silicon Valley or New York City. But I knew I needed capital to turn my idea into reality. Maybe you're in a similar position right now. You have a great business concept, but you're not sure how to fund it, especially if you're not plugged into the traditional venture capital networks. That's why I wrote this book. I want to show you that it's absolutely possible to raise significant seed funding for your startup, even if you're not in a major tech hub. Through my own experience raising $1 million for my Cleveland-based startup and interviews with over a dozen other entrepreneurs and investors, I've developed a playbook for securing early-stage capital, no matter where you're located. In the following chapters, I'll walk you through the key steps to make your startup attractive to investors and build the relationships you need to get funded. Let's get started on your journey to startup success. Part 1, laying the groundwork. Before you even think about approaching investors, you need to lay a solid foundation for your business. The number one thing investors care about is traction proof that your idea can translate into a viable, growing business. As I learned firsthand, traction is what separates a good idea from an investable company. When we first started pitching investors, we had an exciting concept, but no real-world validation. We kept hearing, "Come back when you have some traction." So we focused on getting our first paying customers and demonstrating product-market fit. Only then were investors ready to take us seriously. To build traction, start selling to customers before you even have a fully built product. Create a basic prototype or minimum viable product and get it in front of potential users. Collect feedback, iterate quickly, and try to secure some early adopters or pilot customers. Even a handful of paying customers shows investors that there's real demand for what you're building. Beyond traction, investors want to see a strong founding team focused on execution. Your initial team should be laser-focused on building and selling your product. Avoid bringing on too many advisors or non-essential roles early on. Investors want to back teams that can get stuff done. Finally, make sure you deeply understand your market. Who are the major players? What trends are creating an opportunity for disruption? What's your unique advantage? Be prepared to clearly articulate your market insights to potential investors. Part 2, crafting your pitch. Once you've built some initial traction, it's time to craft a compelling pitch for investors. Your pitch needs to quickly communicate the key elements that will get investors excited. 1, the problem you're solving and why it matters. 2, your innovative solution and why it's better than alternatives. 3, the size of the market opportunity. 4, your traction and growth to date. 5, your team's unique capabilities. 6, how much you're raising and how you'll use the funds. Keep your pitch concise and practice delivering it smoothly. You should be able to give a high-level overview in 30 seconds, with a more detailed pitch taking 5-10 minutes. One effective technique I've used is to start with a brief story that illustrates the problem you're solving. For example, when pitching my healthcare startup, I would describe a specific patient's frustrating experience that our product would improve. This helps investors connect emotionally with your mission. Be prepared to back up every claim with data. If you say your market is worth $1 billion, be ready to show how you calculated that. If you project 100% month-over-month growth, have the metrics to support that forecast. Importantly, tailor your pitch for each investor. Research their background and portfolio to emphasize the aspects of your business they'll find most compelling. A healthcare-focused investor will want to hear different things than a generalist tech investor. Part 3, finding the right investors. Now that you have a solid pitch, how do you find the right investors to approach? This was one of my biggest challenges being outside of Silicon Valley. but I discovered there are investors interested in promising startups everywhere. You just have to know where to look. Start by tapping into your existing network. Let everyone know you're raising money. You never know who might have investor connections. Attend local startup events and pitch competitions to expand your network. Look for angel investor groups in your area. Research venture capital firms that invest in your industry and stage, even if they're not local. Many are open to investing outside their home region for the right opportunity. Use tools like AngelList and Crunchbase to find investors who have backed similar companies. Don't be afraid to creatively pursue warm introductions. For example, I once reached out to a potential investor on LinkedIn because we had both run marathons in the same city. That common interest led to a meeting and eventually an investment. Remember that finding the right investors is about quality, not quantity. It's better to have deep conversations with a small number of well-aligned investors than to blast your pitch to hundreds of random contacts. Part 4, closing the deal. As you start having promising investor conversations, how do you actually close the deal and get money in the bank? This is where many founders struggle, but there are some key strategies that worked well for me. First, create a sense of momentum. Investors are more likely to commit if they think others are interested. When you get your first investor on board, let other prospects know. You can say something like, "We have one investor ready to write a check for $100,000 as soon as we find a matching investor. Would you be interested in participating?" Be prepared to clearly explain your valuation and deal terms. Have a specific ask, how much you're raising and at what valuation. But also be willing to negotiate. We initially wanted to raise $1 million at a $5 million valuation, but ended up raising $750,000 at a $4 million valuation. The lower valuation helped us close the round faster. Follow up persistently, but respectfully. Investors are busy and deals often get delayed. I would check in every 1-2 weeks if I hadn't heard back. A simple, "just wanted to see if you had any updates or questions on our opportunity," can keep the conversation moving. Be ready to overcome objections. Common concerns include market size, competition, and team experience. Prepare data-driven responses to likely objections in advance. Finally, don't be afraid to create urgency. If you have strong interest, consider setting a closing date for the round. This encourages investors to make a decision rather than indefinitely kicking the can down the road. Conclusion: you can do this. Raising seed funding for your startup is challenging, especially outside of major tech hubs, but it's far from impossible. With the right approach, building traction, crafting a compelling pitch, finding aligned investors, and executing a smart fundraising strategy, you can secure the capital you need to fuel your company's growth. Remember, investors ultimately back people and businesses, not just ideas or locations. By demonstrating that you have a viable business model, early traction, and the skills to execute, you can attract investment from anywhere. So don't let your location hold you back. Get out there. Start building relationships and show investors why your startup is worth backing. With persistence and the right tactics, you can raise the funding you need to turn your entrepreneurial dreams into reality. Now go make it happen.